Today is March 19th. Spring is just around the corner, and so is election season. Early voting begins in 1 month on April 19th for those of us who are voting in the primary election, which also is the general election for those of us running for Orange County School Board or voting for Orange County School Board. Election day itself is May 8th. It's just around the corner. And the Orange County Board of Elections is holding a voter education event coming up later on this week, Wednesday morning from 9 to noon at the Seymour Center. And we are joined now in the studio by the director of the Orange County Board of Elections, Rachel Boyce Rachel. We are joined now in the studio by the director of the Orange County Board of Elections, Rachel Boyce Raper. Rachel, thank you so much for being here in the studio today.
Thank you for having me.
This is, you were a little bit nervous about coming on the air. I'm like, no, I screw up more than anyone else does. So, first of all, you've been on the job now as Board of Elections director for a couple of months now.
Yes.
How is it going now that you're on the job?
Great so far. I have an excellent staff who they were happy to have me. Welcome me with open arms, so I can't thank them enough.
So what are the preparations like for this upcoming election? I know there's a lot to think about. Everyone's thinking about election integrity. We've got a new elections board at the state level.
Yes, yes. Well, right now, today, the election officially began. Absentee voting by mail started today. So right now, we're just prepping ballots, getting them out in the mail, getting more and more ballots in. We're prepping for testing and elections officials training. So there's just a lot going on right now.
And early voting begins in a month. So what are the locations for early voting? What do people need to know?
We have 5 early voting locations. We have our office. We begin that April 19th and 20th from 9 to 5. And then Saturday, April 21st is when we open up 4 other locations. And that's the Carborough Town Hall, Eflin Ruralton Building. We've got the Seymour Senior Center and Chapel of the Cross, and that's Saturday, April 21st. All locations are open from 9 to 1. Then Monday through Friday, Board of Elections and Carborough Town Hall, they're open from 9 to 5. And then the rest of the sites, Eflin, Seymour, and Chapel of the Cross, are open from noon to 6. And then Saturday, April 28th, everywhere open except Chapel of the Cross. They are closed that Saturday from 9 to 3. And then again, next week, Monday through Friday, us and Carborough Town Hall, 9 to 5. The other 3 sites, noon to 6. And then the last Saturday to vote early is May 5th, and everywhere is open from 9 to 1. So 9 to 1.
Yep. And regardless of where you are in Orange County, if you're an Orange County voter, go to any of those sites,
yes,
right?
Any location. Yep. They'll be happy to have you.
One-stop registration if you haven't registered to vote as
yes,
well?
Yes, we do offer same-day registration. You will have to provide proof of residency, so just be aware of that. If you do miss that voter registration deadline of April 13th, you're still able to register and vote at our one-stop locations.
And then Election Day is May 8th. We're speaking with Rachel Boyce Raper, the Orange County Board of Elections Director. This conversation sponsored by Orange County government. I really want to get the word out about all of this election information as we start getting into election season officially. And this is a primary, right?
Yes, so this is a primary.
It matters what party you're registered with.
Absolutely. Right? And with that, Republicans in Orange County do not have a primary. Mm-hmm. Republicans who are in the Orange County School District are able to vote that nonpartisan ballot that only has the school board election. But Republicans who are in the Chapel Hill Carborough School District are not eligible to vote in the primary because they don't have one.
Yep. And we've got an education event coming up at the Seymour Center this Wednesday from 9 a.m. to noon to help people get all of this information and get registered and ask questions. So what
yes.
is that going to entail?
Yes, we'll have our outreach coordinator, Kaylor, will be out at Seymour, and she will have absentee ballot request forms, registration forms. She'll have maps of the changed house districts and just our early voting schedule. And she'll just be there answering questions and registering voters if they wish to do so.
9 a.m. to noon
yes.
on Wednesday, right?
Yes, and then next Tuesday, we've just scheduled something with the Passmore Senior Center from 9 to 11. Same thing, Kaylor will be there again with the same information, but that helps out our We have the North and the South voters who are served.
And especially with the Orange County School Board election on the ballot, really important for Northern Orange County, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and you mentioned the changing district lines for State House, District 50 and District 56. The lines are quite a bit different, so your district might be different this time around.
Yes, your district might be different. If you're in the Weaver Dairy Satellite, Cedar Falls, Booker Creek, and Eastside precincts, you were in District 50. You are now in District 56, so your representative has changed. And then if you were in West Hillsboro, Cameron Park, Hillsboro, Grady Brown, Cole Store, and St. John precincts, you are now part of District 50. You were in 56, now you're in 50. So
a little bit of a switch.
Yeah, a little bit of a switch.
Anything else that people need to know about the elections coming up in terms of information that people need to be able to get to the polls and vote problem-free?
Photo ID is not required, so I don't want people to think that they're held back because they don't have photo ID. And then I always like to point people to our website. We have a great website that we keep up to date, and also the North Carolina State Board of Elections website. So the information is there at your fingertips. Yep.
And I really do commend the Orange County Board of Elections website because I've been to other county Board of Elections websites. It's very user-friendly in Orange in a way that it isn't in every other county in the state.
And that's thanks to Debbie, my deputy director. She works hard to keep that up to date. So,
So orangecountync.gov, and you can go to the Board of Elections subpage there. But don't forget, this Wednesday from 9 a.m. to noon, voter education event at the Seymour Center and another one at the Passmore Center next week, Tuesday, the 27th. Mm-hmm. Is that the day?
Yes.
From 9 to 11. So everyone invited to come out to that. We've got Rachel Boyce-Raper here from the Orange County Board of Elections. We mentioned the new state board. We mentioned concerns about election integrity. For you, what is the biggest issue that you're facing heading into this primary season?
I think a lot of people are concerned about security of the ballot, and I just want to let everyone know that Orange County uses 100% paper ballots, so we don't have the DREs that has been the source of a lot of angst for some people. So just feel secure that you're getting a paper ballot. And you're the one marking that paper ballot, and I think that's a big relief for a lot of people.
Yeah, definitely. OrangeCountyNC.gov is the county's website. You can go there for the Board of Elections subpage, get all the information you need, including early voting, voting by mail, all of the information about the upcoming primary, which again, Election Day, May 8th, but early voting beginning on April 19th, a month from today. And don't forget, this Wednesday from 9 to noon at the Seymour Center, next Tuesday, the 27th, from 9 to 11 at the Passmore Center for those voter education events. Rachel Raper, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.